We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host Maryland tomorrow at Welsh Ryan Arena at 8 p.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. I'm not sure what we're doing on tomorrow's show. Although I am sure that we are going to do something with the gym stuff. Like, since I am now Quadzilla, you can call me, say, Quad Barkley, because I broke an extra strong band. We have to figure out something to let you in to be a part of the party. So I'll do some thinking on that, and obviously we'll continue to talk about the Bears, and perhaps we'll even get to the Bulls tomorrow. And a lot of people are mad because I haven't talked about Alabama. All right, let me talk about Alabama real quick. Georgia was so much better defensively last night than they were in the SEC title game. Kirby, I think, is one of the smartest defensive guys in football. He had his guys ready to play. They clearly took that whooping that they got and were ready. And when Jameson Williams went out, that was the end. Like, this was the year where you expect depth to be a strength of Alabama, and they didn't have it at wide receiver or at running back, and that's something that I expect that Nick Saban is going to figure out. Congratulations to the University of Georgia. They earned it. And with that, here's Parkins and Spiegel. Hello, boys.
What's up, man? Yeah, sorry about your Tide.
It was a good run, but I always felt like this was an incomplete team, and once they lost, like, the real playmaker, like, they lost Mechie, you lose Williams, like, that was – Bryce Young made some incredible throws, and you saw how young and inexperienced they were with the guys that he had to kind of go out there and try to win the game with. And him and Will Anderson tried to hold everything together, but Georgia's defense, that defensive line, and the way that they play, the angles that they take, it's if you want to learn, like, really good coaching technique, watch the defensive line shift and their lanes that they were rushing yesterday and how they impacted the way the pocket was, and specifically how they made it so it wasn't really easy for Alabama to run with Brian Robinson yesterday. It's really good football being done by Kirby and his – they stayed in it long enough for Stetson Bennett to make a great read on an offsides and throw a dime of a pass into the end zone. And now it's up to Alabama to be up to the task of reloading, and I imagine that Nick Saban is.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. It felt to me like that Bama could easily have won that game if the receiver doesn't go down. Williams is going to be a stud in the NFL.
He is.
It was tough to see that at the ACL, and hopefully it hasn't come out yet if it's a full tear, has it?
No, because yeah. And Saban had said something to Kirby Smart about it as they met at the middle of the field. And it feels awful because, you know, Mechie went down a couple weeks ago in similar fashion. So seeing that, and I mean, look, they at one point in the season, Brian Robinson had gotten hurt, and he's the guy that's been sitting behind all of the guys that have come through there and been great running backs at Alabama. They were down to moving people from the receiver spot to running back. So, I mean, their depth got absolutely tested this year. And they passed all the way enough to win the SEC, but it wasn't going to be good enough to beat that team last night. They deserve all the credit in the world for how they prepared and how they played. And but Bryce Young is I don't know about his pro prospects, but I know that that dude is so calm. It makes me nervous how calm he is.
What don't you like about him as a pro?
I'm not sure that he's going to hold up, like, size-wise.
Yeah,
like
only 6 feet, yeah. 200.
I worry about guys getting – because he doesn't use his – I was expecting – like, here's where I was, Danny, like, thinking about the game last night as it was playing out. He can run. Like, he's not. He's a pocket guy that can run, similar to Justin Fields, but in a much smaller, like, package.
Yeah.
I was wondering if he was – if they were going to use that, if Bill O'Brien was going to – I was looking for a quarterback draw in the red zone. I think that third and goal situation, I was looking for a quarterback draw. But here's the thing. Because of the rest of your skill players and skill positions being down to third and fourth on your depth chart, you couldn't take the risk of Bryce Young running and him getting hurt at all.
You know, just before he threw the pick six that sealed it, he made a perfect throw down the right side.
He sure did.
That wide out didn't get the second hand up. It was like, what? How can you not get two hands up? It was a perfect dime.
There were a couple of things where you had I forget which receiver it was, like he cross-handed, tried to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see had he just gone with one hand, he probably would have caught it on that cross. The crossing route that was like 5 yards short of the end zone. He had so many drops. That's why I think that Nick Saban after the game was like, hey, because Will Anderson and Bryce Young were there in the post game and they were getting ready to leave. And he like asked them to sit back down. He's like, look, he basically was like, it wasn't these two dudes' fault.
it wasn't
their fault that we lost.
Here's what I think is impressive is the fact that Stetson Bennett IV, who sounds like, and I think
I
is
feel like someone
like,
should be playing a lute when they say his name.
Well, like, yeah, like Southern aristocrat, elitist, you know, privileged jamoke is what he sounds like.
It's not what he is at all.
It's not what he is. He's like a walk-on who went to junior college because they wouldn't let him play at Georgia, and he fought his way, and then he had a scholarship to Louisiana, not Louisiana State, but Louisiana, and then he
comes back to Georgia, and they're like, nah, man, you ain't never gonna play.
No guarantee of any playing time at all. And then he ends up being the dude, and he fumbles on what should have been an incomplete pass, frankly, but then is perfect after that and makes some of the best throws of his life. And I find myself happy for Stetson Bennett IV, which I didn't think was possible.
How badly do you think Stetson Bennett IV was looking forward to getting back to campus? Like, that guy's life is...
He's a legend now forever.
Oh, my... delivered it for the home state.
He should never leave the state of Georgia.
He won't. He will never have to buy anything
but just,
ever again.
Just, like, at the beginning of the year, he's not even on the broadcaster's depth chart.
Right.
Which I thought was an amazing anecdote that they were sharing during the game. Like Herb Stroop was like, we did a game earlier in the year for Georgia, and he wasn't even on my three deep. And now he's the quarterback who beats Bama and delivers the first championship in 41 years.
Yeah.
That man wants to get back on campus and have some fun.
That's a made-up name, too, right? We're pretty sure it's
Stetson
not like
Bennett IV is all right,
Let me take a hat.
What's his middle name?
Fedora. No, like, I need a hat, and then I need like a common last name, and not the third or the second, the fifth. No, that's too much. Let's make it the fourth.
The fourth.
Let's go ahead and create that.
The only name that sounds fancier than that is a guy that I covered that you guys watched. You know what Hunter Hillenmeyer's middle name is?
Oh, no. I know he and Olin hate each other.
Taverner.
Taverner?
Yes. Hunter Taverner Hillenmeyer?
Yes.
Was his father a Taverner?
That's
was
a
his grandfather
name.
A Taverner? What does a Taverner do?
My guess is that that's someone's maiden name somewhere down the line.
Maybe. I think that Tavening must be something that one of his ancestors did.
They were Taverners?
Yeah. John the Taverner. Let's go ahead and call him John Taverner.
Owned a tavern, right? Then wouldn't that be it?
Was there an R in there before the N? No.
Taverner was an English composer in the 1500s.
Oh, well, you're my go-to for English music of the 1500s, Danny.
Yeah.
Didn't I bring up a lute earlier?
You did, as a matter of fact.
It all comes
back to the lute. Stetson Bennett the fourth. If he wants to, that is the governor of Georgia in 2032.
Yeah, congressman.
Sure.
Whatever.
If he's interested.
Whatever he wants to be.
I mean, Tommy Tuberville's a senator, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Damn, he sure is.
One of 100. One of 100.
A hell of a country.
Do you guys see the clip of him, by the way, that was going viral today?
Tommy Tuberville?
Yeah.
Did he fake a Southern accent, too?
He did not. That I saw,
my family.
It was something with Fauci, and he like literally was like, can you explain this to me in coaching terms?
No, Danny, you're lying. He did not say that.
Why would I lie?
Did he really?
Why would I lie?
Olin, why would you lie?
Yeah. Take everything that Parkin says with a grain of salt. But yeah, you know, 1 of 100. Tommy Tuberville.
What a terrible choice by George McCaskey. I wonder how that's aging in the McCaskey family. Just that whole idea of like, hey, George, more people like Olin than like you.
It doesn't strike me that that's something that they're too concerned about.
Yeah, they might be okay.
We had some fun, Lawrence, with the idea of the board of directors yesterday when George said that the board wants him to remain as owner. And so we looked up all 8 members of the board. 5 of them are named McCaskey. One of them is named Phillips. And there's an 84-year-old billionaire and a 92-year-old billionaire.
Pat Ryan and Andrew McKenna.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do the job.
So he is running unopposed for the 11th consecutive year.
Congrats, George. You can still do it. Also, Mom said it's fine.
I was going to say, is one of the members of the board his mom?
Yes. Yeah, yes, course, she is. And she thinks he's doing a bang-up job.
Mom and siblings and billionaires and Ted Phillips. But they want him to continue. So it just works out.
But you know what? Today is a day where I'm going to zoom in. Usually I'm the zoom out guy, and I want to think about the whole process and
Ted
the whole everything.
Ted is here on the Zoom.
Yes, Ted is here on the Zoom. But if I zoom out, then I get frustrated again that they're just doing it kind of the same old way. So and I start thinking about a football president and having conversations that don't really matter anymore. So here we are. We got what we got. They're 2 pretty damn attractive jobs. They really are. And a lot of people smarter than us and more informed than us have said so today. And part of why they're really attractive is what we just saw Ryan Pace get, which is a good long time without succeeding a whole lot. They don't know what they're doing. So they're like, you show them that you know a little bit, they're going to be like, okay.
I said it yesterday. He got 7 years with no playoff wins, and like they're interviewing the guy from Indianapolis, right? Marak O'Brown, right?
Yes.
He's the GM.
Marak O'Brown.
He's the GM under Chris Ballard. If he comes here, he's the GM under nobody.
Yeah.
Yep.
So to me, it's the biggest question that wasn't asked yesterday is, are you willing to pay your GM like a president? Are you willing to pay your coach like a top flight coach? Because like that will determine what type of candidate they're able to attract, especially for the front office job. Because it may as well, you could call him whatever you want. Call him president. Call
him
czar.
He's in charge of football.
Well, yeah, and now that they did what they did yesterday, which is say that the position reports to George, you want to make sure that you're not reporting to Ted. They're saying it, so technically you don't, but like John Greenberg wrote it today, like, why not go ahead if you are Kwesi Adofo-Mensah or you are Marak O'Brown or some of these guys that they're bringing in, some of the 6 candidates for GM, go ahead and ask for the president title. Hey, you're going to go ahead and, you know, why not? Can I have football president? Because you could be GM and football president.
Sure.
In fact, when Bill Polian was traded for by Jim Irsay from the Carolina Panthers in 97, Jim Irsay said, I want Bill Polian. And he worked out a trade with Carolina. Jim Irsay came over and was GM and team president. You know, it happens a lot that you get both titles. If I'm the new GM, I ask for that team president title. 100%.
I agree with you, but I'll just give you my perspective of someone who's had to make some of these decisions in business when you're a minority candidate. There are times when imposter syndrome kicks in and you feel like if I ask for too much, I'm not going to get it and I'm not going to get that opportunity. And so maybe that's not where you lead. Maybe you go, I just need to get in there. And then once I get in there, then I, after I show them my worth, then I can ask for X, Y, and Z. I just, because we don't see a lot of people of color or women in those roles, you're right. Like, they should ask for the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you don't feel comfortable enough doing that because you know that you're in a race with a, you're in a race with people that would very much love to do the status quo thing.
You got to be a little more yes sir, no sir.
And look, I don't, not even that, just maybe flexible. And I don't think that that's necessarily a good thing. I'm just giving you like maybe a reason why it might not happen in specific cases. But you're 100% right that if the job is I only report to the owner,
then why am I not team president?
I should be team president.
Yeah, and I mean, as someone who certainly has dealt with imposter syndrome, I think all of us in front-facing roles in some form or fashion have. You know, it's in this particular case, I wonder if the president title is the thing that matters the most, or if it is the compensation and the power. George was, I would say, too transparent in how little he knows about football yesterday. You know, like, what he said, like, I was uncomfortable with Matt Nagy asking me about that. Like, I am a fan, not a talent evaluator. Like,
nobody's learned it.
He was
nobody's
so
learned
amazing,
the family business.
Amazing speech.
I want to know what's up with Brian McCaskey, who's on the board, who has some hearing loss that's been public over the past few years, but was a physical trainer, got like his master's in physical training. So supposedly loved football, but just has not gravitated to the front at all. A lot of people thought that he was going to be the one to do so. But yeah, Danny, he was awful transparent, was George. The whole family doesn't really know how to do the family
but
business.
But I'm just saying that, like, if Bill Polian is there for the interview process, but then he's not going to be there going forward, and George is actively saying, I am a fan, not a football evaluator, and I'm going to need to learn from the GM what they need. He said that also yesterday, because, like, the GM will be reporting to me. That's going to be new for me, so I need to learn what I need to do there. Like, other than having your business card say president, if they're paying you like a president, you are the president. There's no one else that, like, the title could be czar. It could be ambassador. It could be president. It could be GM. There's no one above you.
I know, but there's also no one below you who can be accountable other than the coach. So, like, if you're the president and there's a GM and some talent evaluation fails, you could say, well, that guy was the problem. Let me bring in the next GM. You know what I mean?
Pace got 7 years. You know what I mean? So Pace, like, they have said time and again, they want to be the Steelers. They dream of continuity because they hate this stuff. They keep firing people because they keep losing, but they don't want to have turnover. We had Boomer Esiason on yesterday. He was talking about Mike Brown in Cincinnati, who kept
Marvin Lewis
for 15 years because they just said, you know what?
Rather not have a press conference this year.
Yeah, he's good.
He's doing all right.
He's not great. He's not bad. He's not an embarrassment.
Doesn't embarrass us.
And so he was there for 15 years with no playoffs.
See, this is an opportunity. If I'm George, I kind of want whoever gets this job as the GM and team president, whatever, train him to do press conferences. And then, you know, I hope it's somebody who likes to do press conferences more. And maybe it'll be good enough that he can do a couple press conferences. You don't have to bother to do any for a little while.
I think ideally that's something that they would 100% want.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone that could leave their hands clean, that they wouldn't have to need to explain, because the work itself is telling the story of where the franchise is at. So they just then become figureheads and mascots for this team because the football operation is running smoothly. But I also understand exactly what you're saying, Speaks. Like, it's Danny, you're both right on this. Like, you're saying, like, it doesn't matter what the title is because you'll have the power. But what Speaks is saying is that in some cases you need the title to tell the world what your role is and to up your dollars.
Right. And so as long as they pay, like, because he's hung up on this is how we've always done it. Like, some organizations have the flowchart be like this. Mm-hmm. Others have it like that.
This is how we do
it. This is how ours is.
These are our football people.
So our top football person is the GM. cool. It's totally fine. It is a name on a business card. But if you, the reason why your top football person stops at GM and not president is so that you can pay less.
That's shameful. That's
the problem.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to a conversation that the three of us had probably 6 weeks ago. We were talking about, are you actually willing to pay what the market is? And with the coaches in particular, college football is now set a fairly significant floor.
Yeah.
And that floor is $10 million for a coach.
I agree.
So are you willing to then pay that person what they need and pay the person who's going to hire that person what they need? I think that that number is probably somewhere in between $15 and $20 million to get who you want to do that job. Are you committed financially to do that? There should be no candidate that ends up turning the Bears down because they weren't willing to go high enough to pay them what the floor of elite college football coaches are making.
Right. And I'm sure if asked the question, he would have said, we will be competitive within the marketplace. But still would like to have him on the record for that because I do think it's changing.
And quite honestly, after listening to him talk for an hour, I'm not sure that he knows what the marketplace is.
There is that. Hopefully Bill Polian does, but the market has changed in the last 10 years.
The market has changed in the last 6 months.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm saying since he was last employed by it.
I have all the names that are the official requests for interviews for head coaches and general managers. The folder is getting thicker with files and such. We're up to date on everything. We'll keep people informed all afternoon.
We want to start the show with, I think, the most fascinating name and maybe the most polarizing name in some ways that they've requested. That's where we will start the show.
John Gruden?
National Voices are weighing in. That would be more polarizing. National Voices are weighing in.
Screw it. We want Gruden.
Joe Ostrowski will be on the show. Hub Arkish will be on the show. And Channing Crowder is scheduled to be on the show late in the show. We don't have a time exactly for it yet, but to give some insight into Brian Flores, who the Bears have requested an interview with from down in Miami.
All right, I like it.
So that's the show today, Lawrence. Have a good one, man.
Seems like a show. Boys, enjoy yourselves, and great job with Olin yesterday.
Thank you, sir.
That was easy, but thank you. Thank you.
Olin, your thoughts.
Yeah. You were just called a liar by the owner of the team. How you feel? It was a weird spot, but thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.